Sunday this week is... No, I'm kidding. Okay, we're not doing it. We're not.
Yeah. I fell asleep watching old Dragon Ball Z movies the other night. And
hell yeah. Fuck nice. Yeah.
I'm not mad about it.
That's classic. That was the same era of Tenchi Muyo for me.
Tenchi.
Yeah, watching like Dragon Ball Z followed by Tenchi Muyo, I was like,
"That's how you know Frakes is a romantic at heart."
What does it mean if I fell asleep watching Dragon Ball Z Movie 5, Cooler's Revenge?
You already jerked off.
Cold pizza rolls.
You're all right.
I had that one on VHS, and I almost broke it doing that, rewinding that motherfucker one.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. That's back when Piccolo was still a badass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got one of my favorite moments in it where one of the villains grabs Piccolo with a little paralyzing ray, and the two other villains fly off, and the villain that paralyzed him turns around, looks at Piccolo, and he goes, "How many seconds do you think you have left to live?" And Piccolo says, "You'll never know," and breaks the paralyzation and crushes his head. <It's> phenomenal.
That is a cold-blooded line. I like it.
Yeah, you'll never know. Never out there with any kind of Arnold one-liner.
I really enjoy the DBZ abridge. Was that Team 4?
Team 4 Star.
Yeah, those are great.
They let them get through the Cell saga before they made them stop doing it. So, unless something drastically changes, we won't get them doing Majin Buu. Which is a real shame, because I feel like those guys with some Majin Buu stuff would have been fucking hilarious.
Like, the dumbest villain.
Yeah.
Well, you almost thought about Bubblegum.
I almost thought about rewatching all those abridged again, because they're so good.
They're so good. I love what they do with Vegeta.
You know all the story, you don't get any filler.
Mm-hmm. Just jokes, action, and a horrible Goku.
Scary Mr. Popo.
Yeah, scary Mr. Popo.
What a good time on the internet that was.
Yeah. I love the fact that Goku's just a fucking moron.
Muffin button.
I liked it when Vegeta comes, he says Gallic gun.
The fuck's a condom?
The fuck's a condom?
I need an adult. I am an adult.
Oh.
Let's get all back right to the map.
Yeah.
That was fun.
We were mid-combat.
I keep eating this cantaloupe, hoping it might be cake. Is it cake? It's not cake. It's cantaloupe.
It's you're going to shit real good.
I hit the wrong button.
So all that's just
amateurs.
Stretched. No, it's still in there.
You have to stitch it together, Franken-style.
Yeah, we're in a chaos realm right now, so it all fits.
Yeah.
It's chaos.
Embracing chaos.
So you can watch all the Dragon Ball Z movies on Crunchyroll?
No, they're all... No.
I mean, there's a ton of them on there, though.
It says there's 15 on there.
I think they got all of them now. That was the thing.
I think they were on Funimation, and then Crunchyroll purchased Funimation. I'm still waiting on all that Funimation.
I don't know. It's just like it skips from like 14 or 15 to like 18 or 21, something like that. So I don't know why. Maybe those are not really movies, or I don't know. But there's some numbers that are not on there.
I feel like there was a hold on a couple of them that they were going to get eventually. Just like the Godzilla channel is missing like two or three Godzilla movies, but they should have them in August. That's when the whatever runs up, so they can get them over there.
Well, that reminds me, I haven't actually fired up the Godzilla channel yet. Isn't it good?
Yeah, it's, you know, I've watched a lot of Godzilla movies. You know, I haven't watched a lot of Mothra movies.
That's right.
You know what's fucking great? Mothra movies.
They're weird.
They are fucking out there.
There's an actual Godzilla streaming service.
It's a channel on, what is it?
Pluto TV.
Pluto TV.
So you have to deal with commercials. And I don't know why, but it's almost every other time I go to the Godzilla channel, which is pretty often, it starts off with the commercial that talks about heavy, what is it, mahogany? Heavy, like vaginal flow. It's a period commercial, but it's just the terms they use. I'm just like, hey, God, this is daytime television.
Like,
calm down.
Like Pride and like Pride and Prejudice, or it's like a
heavy menstrual blood. And you're like, oh, that was good for Godzilla.
I think it sounds radioactive, like heavy water.
It's just, it's so much louder than the movie is.
Oh, I hate that. No. When commercials are way louder than the show your program you're watching.
Well, that's because most people assume, most advertisers assume that you're going to get up and go get a drink or something. So they got to follow you into the next room. Make sure you get that
attention. I remember hearing that was like the reason they up the volume on commercials in broadcast.
No, I'm sure it is.
I don't know if it's still like that now, but so there's no, is there a subscription fee for Pluto, or is it just,
no,
you just have to watch ads?
Download it.
So it's like Tubi.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it's kind of like Tubi.
Though the commercial breaks are a little longer than Tubi's.
Yeah. And repetitive.
No, I mean, they're repetitive.
Gross.
Amon, it is your go. Welcome to the chaos world.
Yeah, we're like round two, right?
Hey, before you get started, go ahead and take one damage.
No, fuck you, I won't.
You will.
Oh, I forgot to do that last time. I took some damage, right?
Amon would like to take this funny little path to this way with his move action.
Okay.
Then I'm going to use my standard action to touch Gladros' weapon, giving it a 1d6 of lawful.
Does it count as a lawful aligned weapon, or does it do an extra 1d6 of...
I believe it's both. Let me fine-tune. I know it gives 1d6 against chaotic creatures. It is axiomatic strike. God, that is a hell of a word.
You nailed it.
Did I really?
Axiomatic, that's...
Well,
I went...
I'm impressed.
I think you tried to say it wrong and said it right.
Oh my God, this dragon's got obscuring mist.
It is treated as lawful for the purpose of overcoming damage reduction.
There you go.
Fantastic.
There you go, buddy. And then I am going to use my swift action to use another part of my fervor to cast Shield of Faith on me. Yeah, Shield of Faith. And that's my go.
Okay. That was Amon. Vladros.
Okay, I will move forward. I cannot 5-foot step, and I thought that I had lunge because I was thinking about taking lunge.
Dr. Pox is the only one that this is difficult terrain for because he failed the save.
Okay, groovy. Then put me base to base with it.
And he's going to take his attack of opportunity on you, though.
Okay.
Okie dokie. The bite. 31.
That is it exactly.
Okay.
Wait. 27 plus. What is my boots? My boots do a thing that give me +4. Okay. Yep. 31 exactly.
So 17 damage.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. +7. So 24 damage.
Okay.
And let's see what the save is for the warp thing. What kind of save is warp wave? Why does it just give me a DC and not what save to make?
It might be on like the basic creature description.
Yeah, I feel like this happened last time too.
The specific versions of the creature type.
Fortitude save.
I am immune. Am I not?
Would it affect objects?
Yeah, would it affect objects?
going to say you're not immune.
But I'm immune to all things that require a fortitude save.
Yeah, but you're a real thing and this warps reality.
35.
You're going to have fine. To back Toker up on this one.
Yeah, that's I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah. You made a high enough save anyway, so you're good. So just yep. You just take the damage.
Yep, totally makes sense to me. All right. I'm next to it. I'm going to swing. I draw Shashka as I approach. And I'm so close. 38 to hit.
38 will hit.
And this is with lawful weapon, so 30 damage.
Alrighty. Takes a vicious blow. It is now Nim's go.
All right. I'm going to cast... Nim is going to cast Haste.
Okay.
You're not within its reach.
Oh, wait, yeah, you are. 10-foot reach.
I'm invisible and flying, so they couldn't see me.
Okay.
But it has blind sense.
He's flying.
If I'm flying.
Well, that's tremor sense.
What the fuck?
Yeah, what is his blind sense?
60 feet.
But yeah, but what is blind sense?
You still have total concealment. He can't make attacks of opportunity on you because you have total concealment. But he knows where you're at.
Oh, so does he?
Who does?
Yeah, he does. Okay.
He totally does.
Okay, fine. So, but he can't make attacks of opportunity on me.
He can't because of the concealment.
So I'm doing this. Like, he knows where I am, but... Yeah, so I'm going to cast Haste on, let me see here, 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 20. Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to wait until my guy goes.
Nope. Finger off the chest, please.
What?
Stop fingering your chest pieces.
No, I'm going to wait till let my dragon go.
You've
first.
Had a week to play in this turn. Hurry up.
I have not had a week. It's been, well, it has been a week. I've not been thinking about it. I'll just say that. Well, all right, noticed. So I'm going to fly to there, and then I'm going to try my breath weapon, see if that has any effect on this stupid thing. I can do that 1d4 times. So I need a reflex save. It's not a whole lot that he has to get, but a reflex save nonetheless.
32.
Yeah, you make it. So you take half damage. It's not going to be a lot. I was going to... Yeah, shit. That doesn't really do good at all. But at least it's a big amount of damage at one time, so hopefully it surpasses its CR and stuff. Yeah, it's not bad.
What kind of damage is this? He doesn't have...
It's electricity.
Okay.
Why? Does he have immunity?
He's resistant to electricity, yes.
Fucking A. Well... All right, so that's 16 and then 8. So that's, 24 damage. So probably doesn't do anything.
No, it does some damage.
All right, and then we'll cast Haste.
Do you beat my SR?
I don't know. I'm not even going to try to because I'm skipping you so I can get my...
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not going to race... If I would probably beat it because I would roll really high, but
rolling.
I need to save that. I know I need to. If I want to save that one for like my next turn, but and then I'm gonna use the cube again. And if I summon another creature, does my first creature just miss?
I'm sorry. What?
I think if I summon another creature, my first summon dismisses. Right.
I sure hope so.
I'm gonna say yeah.
Oh.
I don't want you controlling fucking more than you're controlling now.
Yeah, well, and I won't use the cube. I'll just start. Well, I casted Haste. Just fuck it. I cast Haste. That'll be my turn. I'm gonna summon another creature next time that has a better chance to hit.
There you go.
Less hits and more So, and then I want to move right before I end, or shift.
Okay.
To there. But I use my shift, so I like blink out, blink in.
Yeah, I hear you. Give me a save. Give me a fortitude save.
For what?
Because fuck you, that's why.
Well, that's the dragon. That's not my save. I thought that looked high. Hold on, I've got haste now, so that's something. Because if you have your reflex, if you're not using reflex, this helps your fortitude, which is good. All right, so that's 22.
Did you take damage this turn?
Excuse me, 24.
So you take 5 damage just because of the reshaped reality. Give me a Mahogany, give me a D3.
3.
Any non-Protean teleporting into or out of the Protean's aura must make a fortitude save or enter a state of suspended animation for 1d3 rounds. Success means the creature is merely nauseated for one round.
I forgot the 2 bonus from that ring. Does that 26 help me out any?
Almost, but not enough.
Okay.
That means the next round's going to be super fast.
And yeah. you got prayer, right?
Yeah, I got that activated.
Dang.
So you place the subject into a state of suspended animation. For the creature, time ceases to flow and its condition becomes fixed. The creature does not grow older. Its body functions virtually cease, and no force or effect can harm it. The state persists until the magic is removed. In your case, for three rounds, you're stuck.
But okay. You're totally safe. So
you're still invisible. but you're stuck for 3 rounds.
He's invisible, and we don't.
Doesn't that move me though? At least to the point where I was leaving its aura.
No.
Or does that mean since I blinked out black, means I teleported basically? I don't know if that means that I.
If you teleported into or out of this, will take effect. So if you teleported into, it would happen where you landed, but since you're trying to leave, it happened where you're trying to leave.
Okay.
Dr. Pox, let me roll the poison. For me, natural 20. Let me roll damage for you. 4, 8, 9, 13, 14. 14 damage.
Sounds excited.
Okay. And he successfully saved against your poison.
It's 1 save or 2?
It's 1 save.
Okay.
Yeah, he nerfed it so we can live, but you're getting the same version of that.
You're getting the same version. I mean, you did 3 strength, 1 dex, and 3 con to it. So that's, I mean, you got your money's worth.
Yeah, he did.
And does a fuck.
Does a fuck?
Has he taken his attack of opportunity this turn?
He's taken an attack of opportunity this turn.
All right. Well, does a 24 hit his touch AC? Excuse me, 25.
Yes.
All right. He takes 38 damage.
You attacked and base to base with it. He's going to use his additional attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Yes. Let me turn these off.
I noticed you said he's taken an attack of opportunity. I caught that.
Yep.
Yeah, but with Toker, that could just be a trick.
31?
It was a trick.
Definitely a trick.
That hits my ace.
Definitely a trick.
8. 16. 24 damage again, and a fortitude save.
What's your warp?
How we get big damage, like
fortitude save of 28.
You're fine.
And then it needs to 32 hits his touch AC.
Yep.
He'll take 23 more points of damage.
Okay.
And then my third attack,
Wait, if you attack twice?
I attack three times because of haste.
Okay, so on your second attack, he's going to take another attack of opportunity on you.
Yep.
Dang.
Best Razor is out for blood.
Hitting you again. Give me a fortitude save. That's a fail. You take 31 damage from the bite. Dorian, roll a d20.
All right. 9.
Your attack ends after that attack, and you are confused for 2 rounds.
Ugh.
None, right? Yeah, none. Target is confused for 1d4 rounds, so 2 rounds. But your first, how much did you hit him the first time? For how much?
30-something.
38 points.
Okay, see, I didn't hear that damage. That's why I thought you only attacked once. Okay, so he took an additional...
38 on the first one, 23 on the second.
Yeah, I took the 23. I just hadn't taken the 38. Cool. And Sonder.
All right. So Sonder is 15 feet up and 5 feet away from this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure that I'm out of its range.
Fifty-fifty? Because he's tall. High or low?
I don't know.
You're out of his range.
Okay. So I want to be within 15 feet of him, but not close enough for him to get me. And I don't think I have to move to do that, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's where you're at now. Yeah.
Sweet. So I'm going to hit him with my fire breath. And then I'm going to back away. And that's a cone. With a bunch of D4s.
Do I get a save? Yeah.
I believe it is a reflex save.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Or half, yeah.
I got a 32 on that reflex.
Yeah, so it's going to be half.
Okay.
I did not have them ready because every time I get them ready, something happens and I can't use them. So please bear with me. I find all my D4s.
So since we all talked last week, nobody's watching Secret Invasion still?
Mm-mm.
Literally nobody.
Yeah.
Not a single person.
It's a shame.
I might watch Samuel. It.
I did like the scene with Samuel Jackson and Don Cheadle. Apparently, that's the first time they've ever been in a scene together.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Really? So. With all the Avenger movies?
Yeah. First time they've ever, any movie either of them have ever done, that's the first time he's ever been in a scene with Samuel Jackson. Huh. And I saw an interview where he was like, say what you want to about the show. It was basically like, I got to be in a scene with Samuel Jackson. The rest of this doesn't matter. That's how I took the interview. He was just really happy to be in a scene with Samuel Jackson. Because they've both been in movies for fucking ever.
I like Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
I like Don Cheadle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 33.
I'm Captain Planet, motherfucker.
33 fire damage, so half of that is 16.
All right.
And then I am going to move back 10 feet and up 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hitherto Dorian.
All right, let's see. I'm going to try and move like to right here. If I'm unobstructed, you have the thing up for me here, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it was actually 35.
Too late.
No. I'm going to use a Mystic Blast at the guy. I got a 30 to hit.
His touch AC?
His touch AC.
Yeah, that'll hit.
All right.
Are your Mystic Blast affected by spell resistance at all?
Probably.
They
wouldn't make it that good.
Yeah, you're basically a gunslinger at that point.
Let's see. Da-da-da.
Which Amon took the Adept Gunslinger feat this round. They were a level of gunslinger.
Not in this campaign, you didn't.
Sir. No, sir. Not allowed.
That's why we'll I want to kill Kevin's that. Character. He's basically a gunslinger. He's an alchemist.
It doesn't say, so I'm just going to assume that it is.
Okay.
Just because I know how much you like that.
Well, I mean, I hate to gimp the one thing you're great at, but, you know, because we just said Kevin's character basically gets to bypass that for some reason, even though alchemy should be... You should have to make an SR check. It's
arcane-based, but...
Yeah, fortitude save or a will save or something like that.
Something. I don't get a reflex save against your bombs, Kevin.
Only on splash.
Yeah, bullshit.
Well, I got a 26. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a no.
All right, well, then fuck it.
Holy shit.
It is a creature of chaos. If you want to look that up while it's not your turn.
Yeah.
Let's see, because I know that's a third party kind of class that we're running with.
Well, actually, I will just go to the source that they stole it from. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, you do that. Meanwhile, the Protean will go.
Obscure and mist. You better cast offensively, you fucking nerd. Your kingdom will be mine once I remove your head. It was rightfully mine. You killed everything I stood for, including my father.
He only had one disintegrate? That's stupid.
Oh, it ain't.
I'm going to cast defensively. Yes. I need Vladros, Amon, Dr. Pox, and Nim.
SR? Oh, no, question
Nim's
mark?
Immune because he's in a status thing. To possibly make will saves. I do SR. Beat your SR, Amon.
What'd you get?
I got a 33.
Yeah, by two.
And
did
then
you get my SR?
I definitely did.
Is this an enchantment?
Don't you have to make a separate roll for...
I definitely did.
Oh, this ain't good.
Higher the second time, Kevin. Shut up.
Okay.
Does a 19 get it?
No. Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Bit of luck. I'm adding 2d8 to this fucking thing.
When did...
In the first round. Does plus 7, so that'd be 26?
You are not confused.
Woo! Thank you, bit of luck. That is a fantastic spell.
38.
You are not confused. Kevin, it's already confused, right?
No. Nope. Oh, never mind.
Did you make the save?
I'm already confused.
Did you make the save?
Are you going to make me extra confused?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you have dementia.
Yeah, and your character does now too.
Not funny, but it's funny.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
I made a 16. I'm extra confused.
You're confused for two rounds now, and it'll stay two rounds. If I had rolled higher, it would have gone up. As we go to Amun.
Hey, if I was to 5 foot step here, would I be within his range? I know it's diagonal and it's weird.
Yeah, because he's not flying. You'd be in his range to attack you.
Okay, so instead, I'm going to cast from here, because I'm not in his range here. That's 15 feet.
Right. 10.
I'm going to cast Bone Shaker on Frakes. Go ahead and give me just a straight up attack.
Attack Amun?
No.
He's taking control of your body and you don't like it?
Natural 15 for a 31.
Miss.
You are useless.
41. Sorry.
Oh.
That's a pretty big difference, and I don't like that I felt good about you missing already, so I'm just going to say you still miss.
It's a critical threat.
It's a 30. His AC's 32.
Okay.
And then I'll,
so I will confirm that critical threat with a 39.
Okay.
You want me to do percentiles?
Only on natural 20s.
Only on natural 20s. Okay. So this is...
And that lawful weapon lasts for 1 minute, so 6 rounds.
Hang on. 7 plus 44 is a 54. 7 plus 54 is 61. Whew. Math panic.
Damn.
61 damage.
All right.
Damn.
God, I love Bone Shaker. I'm so glad you're undead.
I'm actually pretty stoked on being undead, too, for this character. He's brutal.
Yeah. After that, can you move me here? 5 foot step.
Oh, wait. I didn't do the rest of my guy's turn. I just did the quicken spell.
Oh, well, you didn't.
Hands off the chess piece.
Yeah.
I thought you did.
Did I? No, I didn't.
You cast a stasis thing on me, right?
No, you did that to yourself.
Reflexive action.
Fuck.
Was your quicken spell the confusion?
Yeah. That was all I did.
That was the AOE?
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt like you attacked Dr. Pox too, right?
Oh, yeah, you gave him confusion.
You attacked
previously.
Me.
Yeah, from an attack of opportunity.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, so yeah. You get another attack.
Yeah, I should still have a move and a standard with that guy. But Amun, that was your go?
Just maybe 5 foot up next to Dr. Pox here.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that would be my go. That's a move and a standard.
Mm-hmm. This is a creature of chaos. Now it's his go, but he can't take any swift actions. Boom.
Sure.
I am going to acrobatics away. Yes, his. Does a 37 beat everybody's CMD?
Barely. Yep. That is my CMD.
I got ya.
Yep.
What kind of stupid question is that?
Sandra, run.
So he acrobatics half his fly over there. Wow, yeah, okay. And he is going to cast Prismatic Sphere.
No! SR?
It's not on you guys. It's a
An opaque globe of shimmering multicolored light surrounds you and protects you from all forms of attack. The sphere flashes in colors of a visible spectrum. You guys don't have less than 8 hit dice, so just seeing it doesn't make you go blind. But other than that, the colors have an array of things that they do, and this is where Nim being in a being paralyzed might become an issue, since I don't know who else. No, Dr. Pox could probably knowledge Arcana and figure out what he just did. And it is Vladros's go.
Is that a mind-affecting effect?
No.
How big is the sphere? Like, could you draw it around him?
It is 10. It's on him. It's a 10-foot radius, so 20 feet. Let's see here.
Four by four square, essentially.
Looking for actually, this point might be easier for me to just annotate.
Fucking A. That's a level 9 spell. Holy shit.
Oops. I haven't done this in a while. Oop.
I like how we can see your little doodads on there.
Draw button. Where are you at?
It's right there.
Right there next to text.
So, doing that right?
Mm-mm.
It's a 10-foot radius on him.
Oh, it is 10-foot radius. Fuck. And it could, so it could basically move in and out of that thing too. Move out, attack, move back in.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Whoops. Oh, I guess I'll have to draw that again.
Game over.
Game over, man.
Big old circle going around my uncle.
Close enough for me.
Okay. He's cast prismatic egg or potato.
Yeah, he's covered himself in a glowy egg. Please run through the egg to get to him.
Nah, we'll wait.
I think I can hit him from the egg.
How high up is he?
He's ground, quote unquote, ground level.
Okay.
But that's his go. Now it's Vladros' go.
Vladros is enraged. I'm going to charge him.
Atta boy. This is where you turn into a statue or something even worse.
All right. When you hit,
actually, you want the statue one. That one can't hurt you.
I mean, the way I read it is to go through it, you go through all 7 colors.
I don't have spellcraft. Or do I?
Yeah,
nope.
Other creatures that to attack you or pass through suffer the effects of each color one at a time.
Let's do it.
Typically, only the upper hemisphere of the globe exists, blah, 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 blah. All right. I have not gone through this. This is, okay.
So the red is a cone of cold. 2 is gust of wind. 3 is disintegrate.
Well, it says cone of cold, but it does fire damage.
The fuck?
I think
no, no, no. It's negated by cone of cold.
Negated by cone of cold. You're not there, Nim. Shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So give me a...
Damn it. Oh.
Give me a reflex save.
Reflex. 28.
So you take 10 points of fire damage. Give me a reflex save.
1 second. Let me mark that down. Natural 18 for 39.
You take 20 points of acid damage.
Okay. Okay.
Now you're going through a yellow color. Give me a reflex save.
Natural 20.
You take 40 points of electricity damage, which would normally be half. On a natural 20, I'll take it another half to 20.
Okay, so 20 minus 9 is... Like an 11. Is that right?
Yeah.
You have electricity resistance?
Oh, God. I have damage... yes, I do.
But you don't have damage reduction against energy.
No, I have energy resistance.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. So the first one was fire, second one was acid.
That's not as good. 27.
Doesn't matter. It's poison that you're immune to.
Word.
The second one, so that was green, stops breath weapons and poison, but will, so you don't have to worry about the poison. Luckily, because you're undead, you don't get turned to stone by the blue one.
Very nice.
But you need to give me a will save.
That is 31.
You are not insane.
let's think about my actions here.
This is the seventh, the violet wall.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. These are the saturated seven.
See, this is where you being undead might be bad.
Yeah, what's my save?
It's the same always. So give me the save. We'll see what the save is.
Another natural 20.
So normally, the seventh level violet is an energy field that destroys all objects.
Ooh.
You're an object.
I am an object. Oh my God.
He rolled that 20.
If you had failed, you would have been destroyed. If other people had been failed, they would have been sent to a random plane of existence.
Oh.
Naked.
Oh!
So but now you're in there.
Do I take any damage for that?
No, the first three are the ones that do damage.
Oh, okay.
After that, it's then poison, and you could have been turned to stone, but it's a fortitude save. You've made the save against insanity. You made the save against being just utterly destroyed. But if you leave this field, you'll have to do the same thing.
All right. Natural 17 threatens a crit.
Okay, roll to confirm.
All right, so that's going to be at a plus 6 for my critical focus and for the charge. That would be 37. Does that confirm?
Does not confirm.
Okay.
Wait, you said what? 27?
37.
Oh, 37 does confirm.
Fantastic. So it's another 64 damage.
All right.
And because I have a confirm, he needs to give me a constitution save.
Fortitude?
Yes.
So that's so much damage this man.
39.
Oh, yeah, you're good. You're not confused.
Okay. Speaking of which, Nim, you're in stasis.
Dr. Pops. My dragon gets to go. Wait a minute, my dragon gets to go.
Okay.
Yeah, fly it through the field, too.
Yeah, I don't know if it's got a 16 intelligence.
Yeah.
It's probably smart enough. Yeah, I mean, he does have pretty high knowledge arcana, so. And. Not when you roll a 4, though.
Yeah, he saw a guy run into it.
Yeah, so 21 is what I got.
Yeah, he is not familiar with the spell. He's not familiar with the spell.
Yeah, he's a young bronze dragon. I mean, I guess he's going to try to go in. He's probably going to kill itself, but I mean, the worst case, gets desummoned, so. But, I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to go after the bad guy, so.
Yeah. Let's go through this again. Reflex save.
20.
10 or 20 fire damage.
Reflex save.
18.
40 acid damage. Reflex save.
This is 12
total.
Yeah, roll a 2.
80 electricity damage.
Oh, he's immune to electricity damage.
Is he?
Yeah. Okay. He's a bronze dragon. So
I can't tell when you're being serious or not because all your voices sound the same.
Oh, it's the monotone. No, he is. It is. He does have electricity immunity.
Is he immune to poison?
No.
Fortitude save.
Sleep paralysis, electricity. So what was the poison one?
Fortitude save.
I got a 20, so that gives me 33.
He is not poisoned. Another fortitude save.
That is 30.
He is not turned to stone. Will save. Oof.
Save. That's a 30.
He is not insane. Will save.
I don't know how long this will keep up. Keep going. God almighty. That's a 18. So that's a 29.
He is not transported to another plane and he can be in there.
Holy nice. Shit. All right. And he's taking one attack. Vital strike in this motherfucker. He's biting him.
Flank with me, bro. Flank with me.
He'll take the attack of opportunity to get base to get where yeah. you move yeah to get completely
he's in smart there. Enough to do that. He's gonna fly and he'll see Vidros and he'll fly around. He's got like 200 foot flight, so
that's a 39 to hit you.
Yeah,
6 13 19 so 26 damage and a fortitude save.
I'll be so glad when this Protean storyline is done. These things suck.
Oh, yeah, because the creatures are going to get way less complicated now.
28.
He is not warp-waved. He took that damage.
Yeah, I got the damage, and then he's got a 32 to hit.
That is my AC on the nose.
Holy shit, dude. That was a 14, so... but this is a 46... Plus 11 bites, so that's not bad. Not real average. So that's 13, 20, 24 damage from the bite.
All right. This thing seems severely wounded, but still standing. Dr. Pox, roll for confusion.
Roll a d6?
Nope.
Percentiles.
71.
Hit yourself for 1d8 points of damage plus your strength modifier. With the potion you have in your hand, then you take fire damage.
That's just brutal. That's unnecessarily cruel, Toker.
The fact that he gets to throw down that much d6 damage with just a hit and a touch AC, I think is unnecessarily cruel.
Alright, I hit smack myself in the face.
Dink.
How much damage did you take?
3 points.
Oh yeah, and sorry, I have no Nim strength
modifier.
Actually, Nim can't take damage in stasis.
Nope.
Vladros, did you take your damage this round?
You haven't given it to me, but if it's less than 9, then it won't matter.
Okay, it won't matter because you're safe.
I need the damage.
Amon takes 5. All right. Dr. Pox, 4, 7, 11, 15, 20. 20 damage, Dr. Pox.
Okay, I'm officially in trouble now.
That was your confusion. Then we go to Sonder at 8. Sonder, you will take 4 damage.
I don't remember what. How many rounds is this so far?
This is your third round.
This is my third round. Okay, so I've taken the appropriate amount of damage. Cool.
Fly through it, Sondra. Your turn.
Don't.
No, I mean that's not even a question. But I can cast spellcraft, right, on this to identify this spell because I watched it being cast.
Yeah.
Cool. Because that's a better for me than Arcana. So that's 32.
You know what this is? You've heard how it works. Let's play the game. So you know there's a pretty good chance that both Vladros and that dragon are gone, but they're not.
I spread that information via the ring to as many people as can hear it as I fly over...
Get out of my head! What's going on?
Over and down so that I'm just 15 feet away from the dragon or the protean, and I'm gonna hit it with another fire breath.
Oh, you know you can't do that.
Why?
Because of the shield.
Oh, that's dumb. Okay. In that case...
Yeah, running through it does all that damage, but it also blocks basically anything from coming through it.
Unless you physically... Either cast spells to take layers out, or they have to be cast...
You can cast... Where's it at? Cone of Cold will defeat a layer. Gust of Wind will defeat a layer. Disintegrate will defeat a layer. Pass Wall will defeat a layer. Magic Missile, Daylight, Dispel Magic, or Greater Dispel Magic will defeat the last layer.
Do they have to be done in order, or can we just take out any layer that we can count?
It has to be done in consecutive order.
Gotcha. Okay. So I can't even begin it.
So we're not taking care of this shell.
No.
I can only cast two useful spells in that. So instead of doing what I said I was going to do, I'm gonna back up over here.
Sorry.
Still high. That's not me.
Oh.
That's... Yeah.
I accidentally beat the screen. Sorry.
And I can't target anybody inside that either. Because I can't see inside of it. Cool. So I'm going to do a Cure Moderate Wounds Mass.
Woohoo.
Yeah, I need that.
And everybody's going to get back some points as soon as I find another D8.
Oh, I got one right here. Do you need to borrow it?
Plus 13, so that is 21 points back.
I'm back to full, baby.
That's me.
That's you. Hither to Dorian.
Okay, well, you see where I graffitied there?
Yeah.
I guess move me there, but... Thank you. All right, so I'm going to attempt to dispel the sphere.
Okay.
I already rolled it.
I don't think that works. Cause that's what takes out the last layer.
Huh? You can't cast the spell magic on this fucking bullshit thing?
It's a level 9 spell. Dispel magic is the last thing that takes out the creature sent to another plane spell.
Yeah, greater. Dispel magic or greater dispel magic will break the 7th wall.
Ah, that sucks.
Yeah.
So, Cone of Cold's the only thing you can do against it right now.
Cone of Cold. Who the hell has that?
I got it, but I'm in stasis for 2 more rounds.
Like a wizard would need that. All right, well, hold on. Let me reevaluate what I'm doing here. Oh, by the way, yeah, no, my whatchamacallit has spell resistance, by the way.
Oh, it is affected by SR?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your whatcha call it?
Magical blast.
Spirit fingers. Ability used last time.
Yeah, I meant mystical.
I'm gonna call it spirit fingers. And you're gonna like it.
His Gallic gun.
hmm.
Well, the cape still works. Fuck it. Ah, I'll create a double of me. Go. And send me through.
This will be your double flaming sword guy.
Yeah, got some weird personalities up in there, man.
It's all right. Just, nope, it's just two hitherto Dorians growling at each other.
let's give him the. Let's see how this goes.
All right, go ahead. What is the first thing you need to do?
Reflex save.
All right. That's not bad. 30.
You take half for 10 fire damage.
All right, 10.
Reflex save.
That's less good. For 17.
40 acid damage.
All right, I'm at 50.
Reflex save.
23.
80 electricity damage.
50. Okay, yeah. No, that double is shot.
Well, now you know what you're dealing with.
Worth a shot, man.
Woo! You see the fire and the acid, and then just electricity hits him on that third wall as it wraps around, and he just explodes.
That sucked.
Yeah.
But now you know what it looks like when creatures get killed by the wall.
Oh, well, I guess I'm done.
Does anybody have gust of wind? I don't have disintegrate either, so that means that the most we could do is get rid of the first. Maybe I know I can get rid of the first one, but gust of wind gets rid of the second, which I don't have, and then disintegrate is the third one.
Well, my question is, can I detect Vladros with my tremor sense of 60 feet in there?
You can't do anything until it's your turn. It's my turn. Stop it.
Okay.
I mean, my question is, why can't Dispel Magic do other stuff?
It can dispel other magics. This one's just a particularly hard one to dispel.
Okay.
Level 9. I understand that.
And he is going to full attack Vladros.
All right, bring it.
You sure he doesn't want to full attack the dragon?
I am definitely sure that the dragon's not doing 63 points of damage from one swing.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Right attack. Almost a crit.
Shit. And that thing lasts 10 minutes per level.
48 definitely hits.
Fortitude. Is it a fortitude or is it a little safe for the warp thing?
Fortitude.
Fortitude save.
That is a 37.
All right, you're not warped from the bite.
But how much damage is it?
Rolling it now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
16. We won 28 damage.
Okay.
Second claw. Our first claw. That was the bite claw. Same exact dice roll. Same exact number. Give me a fortitude save.
Damn, for every attack? Thought it was just his bite. Same exact fort save.
Alright, so you are not 15 damage from that. Second claw attack. I've rolled 3 19s in a row.
Nice.
So fortitude save.
Yep. Natural 20.
All right, so no warp thing, and you take 12 damage.
Okay.
Then the tail. Not a 19 on the die, but 13 gives me a even 40.
Oh, yeah. Is that another fort save?
No.
Okay.
You take 7 damage.
Okay.
And are probably grappled. 45, 52. Beat your CMD.
Yes.
You are grabbed.
Okay.
Which applies an additional 8 damage.
Okay.
Which does nothing, I think, to you.
Correct.
But you are currently grabbed. and you're grabbed in a way to where he can still make attacks of opportunity and all that stuff. So it's a sexy minus 20 to confirm if he survives this long. Top of the round, Amun.
I wish I had a short sword.
5, 10, 15, 20. Move me 20 feet, so close as I can to that circle.
Okay.
And I can't detect, like, is he off the ground or is he just grappled?
Amun? Or Vladros?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just grappled.
So, like, can I sense him with Tremor Sense?
Sure.
Cool. Take another attack, Vladros.
No.
No?
You can't cast spells through that thing.
There's no line of effect.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fault. Let me double check the reading of it. I think he's got detective.
No, it yeah, that wall blocks all spells. It blocks line of effect.
All right, then. Well, then I will start summoning. A second until next turn.
Yeah, the six wall indigo stops all spells. Period. All spells. All right.
It's nasty. It's a nasty thing.
Vladros.
Well, hell, I guess I gotta shift Shashka over to one hand and pull out my longsword so that I can attack it.
This one is not aligned.
It is not aligned. Because, wait, did you cast that on my weapon or did you cast that on me?
On a weapon.
A weapon. Okay, so this is not aligned.
Okay.
But I get to do my full attack action.
That was the hope.
All
right, I don't think the DR is going to matter. I'm just hoping you roll awful.
Natural 17 does not threaten a crit with my longsword, but that's still a 38.
With the grappled stuff?
Oh, shit. Grapple. Then that's going to be 36.
That'll hit.
Okay. Second swing.
Do your damage for each one.
Okay.
Does that have to do the DR for each one too?
Right. First hit is a 23. Second hit is a natural 19 to threaten a crit.
Okay.
With a natural 19 to confirm, so that's 38 to confirm.
Okay.
So that's 46 damage from that hit.
Okay.
And he's got to give me a DC 20 constitution save.
Fortitude, you mean?
Yes, sorry.
Did not roll a 1, so he's fine.
Okay. Third attack is a 26, which I don't believe is going to hit.
That'll miss.
And then I will try to bite him for 25, which also misses.
Ooh, it's getting close.
It's still 60 damage.
Yeah.
Just not in one hit.
Not in one hit. A consistent damage dealer, one way or another. Gets the job done.
Nim, this is your last or second round of stasis, but your dragon can go.
It's not its. Is it second? No, it's got to be third round of Nim's stasis.
Well, that's my
Nim knows, and he'll chime in one of these days. He's muted. I can see him waving his finger around like an angry science teacher. Somebody just said, water's not ice.
So it's probably working.
Here's the thing. So that's my third round. So I'll be able to act next round. That's 3.
Sure it is. Liar.
It is. Just roll that tape. But the dragon's gonna do a full round power attack this time. So because I feel like that's the only way he's gonna be able to do damage. Okay. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 damage. Six rolls. Bite. Probably not. I don't know. That's 25.
No.
That's 229s.
Nope. Looking for 32.
So I got, that's a 35.
See, as soon as I say the number, you got over it. That's amazing.
Well, I rolled a 3 and an 18, so I rolled, that's the tail slap. So I got, I mean, not the tail slap, that was the wing. So I got a 3 and an 18. So the 18 plus 15 is 35. And then I got an 11, that is the tail. So that is a 26. What was that?
32 is what you're looking for.
So that is, so I got, yeah, out of 6 hits, I get 1.
And you didn't fumble at all? You do way better than I used to do with,
no fumbles. I swear to God, I should. I mean, if I hadn't gotten put in stasis, I would have pulled my that rock out, because that would have been. I wish I had known that the alignment of the creature didn't make natural attacks that way, but it is what it is. So which one did I say I got? That was wing. The tail?
Wing.
The wing.
The wing. Yep, the worst one. Of course it is.
Oh, the D4 damage.
Oh, it's still a D6, but it's a D6 plus 7. So, yeah, so I did 8 damage, so that probably doesn't even bypass DR.
Well, sure didn't.
This classic. Yeah, this useless target has been brought to you by Nim.
Yeah, why did my guy target Vladros? That turret explains everything.
It's the worst the dragon. In the world.
Dr. Pox, roll for your confusion, your second round of confusion.
I did no damage for second round, right?
20.
He had to play some Ariana Grande to feel better about this.
I think 20 might be, it's either babble or act normally. I'm pretty sure it's babbled. Let's look here. No, no act no. Normally.
Sweet.
All right.
Run it through still the counts sphere.
At what happens if I throw a bomb through the sphere?
You can't.
It shatters on the outside.
One of the things destroys all objects.
Oh, that's right.
The disintegrate one, yeah.
This is well, a big then, fuck you in spell. That
case,
yeah, this I is am, a really exciting spell.
I am gonna just drink a potion of cure
fuck off
wound. Okay.
I'm very grateful to you, Toker, for not just killing Vladrost. And I'm also a little bitter that you didn't just kill Vladrost.
I have rolled the dice for him to die. It just hasn't happened.
Yeah, he's too angry to die.
You could have rolled poorly and just been obliterated. If you had failed that last will save, you would be gone.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do it. I can't.
Oh, not. So you lied.
Awesome.
You lied about that.
No. What do you mean?
Yeah. All right. Cure critical. Done. Next.
Sonder.
Just saying I can't not be awesome.
Yeah, and that's why you lie about your dice rolls.
No, it's just natural. I haven't lied about my dice rolls since Akage.
Do we need more healing, people?
We need some healing.
Yeah, I need healing.
Alrighty then.
As I down this cure critical.
Watch next round. He's just going to stab you or throw a bomb.
What do you need, serious or critical?
Question? if the goal is to get me to full, then critical.
Okay then. Because you're still taking damage every I'm round, still right?
Taking full damage every round.
Yeah, okay. So critical is 40.
Oh, you never damaged me this round, Toker.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, same.
I'm trying not to cheat.
19. 14.
I have a
15.
Feeling you're about to negate the healing I just
21 did. Damage.
Yep.
I'm so on, you took 6.
Feel much.
So you're getting 28. No, that's just from the dice. Plus 13. Yeah, so 41.
41, nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll be good now for a couple turns.
And I'll be still just up in the air.
Dorian, hitherto.
Irritated by it, that he can't do much, I'm going to attempt to dispel the Mirage Arcana spell.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And my damage from this round.
I got a pretty high roll on it. I got a 28. The DC for dispelling a magic by effect, by the way, is 11. Plus the caster level. Eh?
My caster level is somewhere on here. You needed a 28.
Yeah, I got a 28.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Things are yeah.
He's a caster level 17.
Fuck this bullshit. Yeah, okay, Mirage Arcana gone, though.
Ah, we can see the monster again.
Now we can see the floor again.
It's not difficult terrain.
Yeah, not for you no more.
It's not difficult and it's not damaging.
Yeah, it ends the damage. That's the main one for everybody.
Can you imagine Pox looking what? Around like, how are y'all moving around so easily?
What round is this, by the way, Tucker?
This is the end of round 4.
All right, you need to roll like 4d6 because you haven't hit me with this bullshit once.
Oh, have I not?
No.
5. 1. So six, I'll just give you the total. 5, 6, that's 9. And another 4, so 13 damage.
All right, thank you.
And mine from the last time before you.
6.
Sheesh.
This is the Protean's go. He heals a little from his fast healing. Whoops, wrong way. He heals a little from his healing. Did not take fast damage.
Well, he's taking fast damage.
Not fast enough.
Yeah, this, because I grappled you in a way that where I could still make attacks of opportunity, instead of having a plus 35, I've got a plus 15 to this roll.
All right.
What's your CMD?
37.
So I have to roll really high.
That's just really against grapple, though.
This is to maintain the grapple.
Okay.
Fuck, 31.
Nice, I'm free.
I'm going to tell you what was about to happen. He was going to push you back through the force, the sphere. That's what I wanted to do. That would have been gnarly.
Well, that would have been gnarly.
If he lets me go, he can still attempt a bull rush.
I mean, he had to let you go. He did not maintain this. Start around. You main, see if you maintain the grapple. He did not maintain the grapple, so he's free to. His full actions are free now. But if he had maintained the grapple, he would have just pushed you straight through that. And that would have been fun. Yeah, that for me. Fun. And I still really like that idea. Oh,
I don't like it.
I do. I mean, what a great way for him to go. That's a fortitude save. He can't. Oh well, no, he's an object, so polymorph any object would work on you.
Yeah,
I could polymorph you into a larger object, and that would push you through there.
Larger object.
That seems chaotic, right?
You're a 4-post bed.
I mean,
California King. That's the really big one.
There's an Alaskan king.
Really big one. It's only a DC 25 fortitude save, and you'd have to roll awful for that to not for that to work. Oh, this thing's not stupid. It's a very intelligent fucking monster.
apparently getting wailed on, though. That doesn't matter how smart you are.
Yeah, the smart thing for it to do would be to try and put some distance between himself and the thing that is doing so much damage to him. But to do that, he'd be out the room everybody else. Yeah, he's terrified of the dragon. He's not terrified of the dragon.
Dragon, he should be.
Gonna go a little long here. He's gonna try to avoid the attack of opportunity from Vladros, not really caring about the dragon, and so he could leave through this sphere and make Vladros at least go through it again if he wants to hit him. Pretty good there on the old acrobatics. 31 41 50, that's a 50.
You're good. Close though.
All right, so that's 5, 10, 15, 20. Let's go this way.
Can we run through that big thing in the middle, or is that like uphill?
Yeah. This is all still under the effects of a different illusionary terrain, but y'all can see through that.
Okay, cool. That's going to be a really long run around.
He doesn't take any damage moving through his own sphere, right?
He does not.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty specific that it doesn't.
Whoa. Everything's getting small.
It is. Because now that I'm out, I'm thinking I want to cast a spell. Maybe.
Can he cast through the sphere?
No. But he can move. He can move freely through it. I'm going to move there, and I am going to ready a spell. I'm going to ready an action. Come on.
Well, because I started summoning, I got a new little thing. Matt, how far can you place away a summoned creature?
What's the range?
It's summoned monster 5.
Yes, it's like 5 foot for every 3 levels, or hold on a second.
Yeah, it's 25 plus 5 foot per caster level, right?
Yeah.
For two caster levels.
For two casters.
15, 20, 25.
You need to be able to see where you're casting it.
So, 5, 50 feet. 10, 15, 20. So, like right here.
55 feet.
I guess I can go here. That'd be plenty enough.
Yeah.
Well, it was going to run through the circle, but now it doesn't have to. It's just going to charge. It's an Azanta Brelaini. Silver white hair, the color lightning strike whips about his pose, elf like archer, in vibrant colors. It's gonna take a shot with its bow.
Oops.
And the bow misses. Alright. And then I would like to move 5, 10, 15 to here. That's my turn.
Alright. Vladros.
Vladros is going to move action, sheath his longsword, and then, quivering in rage, I will scare my wounds away.
He's like an angry jello.
Okay.
I will heal myself for 15 damage.
Word. You'll live forever.
Yep. Never die. I swear I will never die.
Technically.
Is that your go?
You've already broken that promise.
Nim.
So am I awake?
This is your third round.
That was my third round last round.
I thought that was your second round last round. But yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, it happened right after.
Yeah, because this is round 5. It happened on his second turn.
Right. My first turn, I summoned the dragon. Second turn, I got I tried to move, but then I got stasified.
Right. So you're counting that turn plus three.
I mean, it did end his turn.
It was for four rounds? Because, I mean, that was...
It was for that round for three rounds. Depends on when you start it.
Can I do something this round or not?
See how that feels? When you're not 100% honest with me. Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Just said yes.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Okay. So, and I did look up. I can have multiple summons.
Oh, I know that you can know the rules, but what I said was I didn't want you to have to do that. Because there's so much in the field already, and your turns already take so long.
But to be fair, it's
so
him,
move me there, and I'm going to do it. Quicken summon, and if you want to dismiss my dragon, you can, because he hasn't done anything anyway. So, and where then I'm going to summon...
Where are you moving to, you said?
Yeah, I marked it.
That's see it where down, like, south. Is. That's where Noob's summon is.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Well, I could be, like... Yeah, I could be right past there or something like that. I've got, like, 110 feet of movement right now because the haste and my boots and all that other shit. So, it's, like, a lot. And then I'm going to use a quicken summon to summon. That's cool. All right. I'll take three plus one. So that's four. I'll summon four lantern archons right in here somewhere.
You need to have line of effect to summon them next to that creature.
Well, he moved down.
Oh, you moved.
I'm moving
you
down.
Moved and to that square.
Yeah, I'm moving there, and then I'm using a quicken spell with the cube again.
I get it, Toker. It's so out of character for him to move toward danger.
I'm still invisible. I haven't overtly attacked this creature. I'm still flying invisible, so he kind of knows kind of where I am, but I have full concealment, so... And then, hold on one second, let me just check.
That's never stopped you from running before.
I don't have to... I could teleport out of here at any... particular second, just back to that temple I was just at. So that's why I liked what he said earlier about the whole
please keep going.
Hold on, I'm just trying to, I haven't used these in a while, so I'm just verifying the damage. I think it's 3d6, but
this is why I made you get rid of the last summon to summon more.
Well, hold on a second, I'll get to it. So 30 foot range, the damage, what the fuck. Okay, got it. Yeah, it's 2d6 each, so I've got four of them, so that's 8d6.
And you ready they don't to have spell no for when something got close? I need all of your things when they show up to give me a will save.
Okay.
Or wait, they're... are they lawful or neutral?
They are, hold on a second, the Lantern Archons are...
Pretty sure they're lawful. Be wrong there.
Lawful good.
Are they, they're not lawful outsiders? Are they lawful outsiders?
They are lawful outsiders.
Okay.
They are, I mean, they're Archons, so I think that they're... Lawful good, Lantern Archons... They are a warm, calm, radiant, shitter, Archon, extraplanar, good, lawful.
Extraplanar, outsider, cool, gotcha. So yeah, they each need to make a DC 21 will save.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're not going to make that. Can't make that at all. Their will is like zero.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just wondering.
Okay. So they fail.
They each take 32 damage.
They're all they're all not dead because they have Die Hard. So they still get to use their spell.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yep.
Archons.
Yeah, I have.
And they all fade out of existence, but I still get to 86 with no DR, no SR.
Empowered. That's why it was so high. So it's an empowered spell like ability that I readied. Empowered Chaos Hammer.
Mm.
Oh, wait.
So what is that?
Creature uses an empowered spell like ability. All variable numeric effects of the spell like ability are increased by 50%. So they took more than that.
Doesn't matter how much they take.
Even if they go past their con?
Let me see. Die Hard is. It's basically that they get endurance, which automatically stabilize, gives room, and consciousness continue to act even at death's door. Hit points below zero, you're not undead, you're automatically stabilized, you do not need to make a constitution check each round to avoid losing additional hit points. You may choose to act if you're disabled rather than dying. You must make this decision as soon as you are reduced to negative hit points, even if it's your turn. His feet are staggered, you move without dying, blah, blah, blah.
I think if they go past con, they're still dead, though.
It doesn't even say that. It doesn't, I just want to say it doesn't say that. They get the act, is basically what it says.
I believe the past your con is a house rule.
No, if you lose your hit points plus your con, you're dead. You're not dying.
But the normal rules are at negative 10, you're dead.
No, not in Pathfinder. That's
all it said. I'm telling you what the description says. It says you're especially hard to kill. Not only do your wounds automatically stabilize when you're grievously injured, but you can remain conscious and continue to act even at death's door. This is part of the. I mean, I took a feat to get this to be able to have these creatures have this ability. When your hit points total is below zero, you are not dead. You automatically stabilize. You do not need to make a constitution check each round to avoid losing additional hit points. You may choose to act as if you were disabled rather than dying. You must make this decision as soon as you are reduced to negative hit points, even if it isn't your turn. If you do not choose to act if you are disabled, you immediately fall unconscious. When you use his feet, you are staggered. You can take a move action without further injuring yourself, but if you perform a standard action or anything, including swift actions such as casting a quick spell, you take 1 point of damage. Hit points are equal to or greater than your constitution score, you immediately die. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, how many hit points did you do?
So, I did 32 normally. So, they would have taken another 50% of that. So, another 16 damage.
Actually,
that's the end of my turn. Good night.
Wait. So, if you maximize a spell and empower a spell, in every example I've ever read from both 3.5 and Pathfinder, they're written as the maximized damage and then plus half again the damage to be rolled. Just saying.
It's fine. I mean,
if I could roll, at 32, what are they at? Negative.
It doesn't matter. They have 17 hit points. I was just trying overcome the DR and stuff, so they're good.
Yeah, no, it would have been great. I mean, you took his ready to action.
But what was his ready action for something if it moved within his square?
His ready action was a spell if anything got close enough for him to use it.
Oh, okay, whatever. All right, that's good. Well, that's my turn.
Dr. Pox.
Move me south 50 feet, and then I will ready an action.
Okay. Sonder.
All right. So, I feel like I'm high up enough so that I can see the thing from where I'm at. And the range is like 200 and something feet. So I'm going to go ahead and attempt to use this bead that allows me to cast Order's Wrath. So, rolling for spell resistance. I forget what I add to that, though.
Just your caster level.
13.
So that's 30.
That'll beat his SR.
Fuck yeah.
He's a 10-foot creature behind a 20-foot sphere, so you would...
I'm 35 feet up in the air. I can go higher if I need to see it.
Yeah,
I got 230 feet of...
What's your movement?
We got haste, so 90.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, you can move and get into line.
Yeah. So now I will save. Will save, please. Will
42.
All right, so definitely half.
42. I rolled a natural 20.
Don't you feel good about yourself?
I would, but I don't know if this is going to be enough to save him. It's going to be close.
Natural 20s do feel good, though. I give it.
I mean, quarter damage, right? Because I got a nat 20.
No.
How do you? Then I will never do that for y'all again.
Why? Is that a thing?
He did it for me.
Just did it for Vladros.
Oh, well, go ahead then. Fine.
Yeah.
So a quarter of 30.
Yeah, I need to stop taking these Faustian bargains, guys.
Yeah, you should just let me
terrible. Especially when he's throwing like level 17 creatures at us, so.
Yeah, that's not fair. You should just take the damage. Just take half of 30. That's 15.
It's a fucking CR-17.
Yeah, well, and there was one less of y'all, and y'all killed a CR-15, no problem, last week.
No problem.
That was lots of problems.
Yeah, several people almost
you had to
died.
Nerf it to keep us alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a CR-13.
I nerfed the poison.
That is part of the fucking encounter.
Yeah. It's either 15 or 8, 7. Yeah.
Well, whether it was half or quarter, he still would have been standing.
Well, and he's still take standing. The half then, because I haven't got to do any damage. That, except for the one time. You just take it.
I'll take
you're about
it.
To go hide back in that thing again, so I'm useless again. You
I was thinking
baby.
About it.
Get to my turn so I can do something before.
It's a creature's guy, right?
No.
It is.
No, mine.
Oh, it's Dorian's go.
Thank you.
Beat of smite.
Kill it. God damn.
For the day.
All right, so I moved to like here. I attempt to use a Mystic Blast because that's basically all I have on tap. At this point, but I got a natural 20 on the spell resistance. I'm not so sure I will hit the thing, but a 17 on the touch.
Roll your damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do SR?
I did. That's what the natural 20 did. Oh my gosh. 30. 41.
Scrub your kill.
Hit the Tudorian peals out of a horrible gurgling laughter as he fires a bolt of dark blue energy into the thing. You see him slowly implode as if he's going down like a water spout. as the creature just is basically just destroyed by the power of the deep oceans. He's crushed by the depths, imploding on itself.
Yeah, how much damage?
41.
Yeah. he is dying, not dead.
Oh, well.
But yeah, I figured y'all just 10 hit points back, he'll still be in the negatives. He's dead.
Wait, I have that coup de grace glove so I can heal somebody. Who needs healing?
No, you don't get to do that. Nobody likes you anymore. You tried to kill the party.
I did not. No one got
hurt. You did. You did.
No one got actually hurt.
Don't say describe your kill if it's not dead.
Yeah, you can kill him. Well, I saw 24. It was like 41. Oh, yeah, he's dead. And then while you were talking, I was like, oh, his con is 24.
Jesus.
Dang.
I dismiss all the environmental effects. The ocean washes away back to whatever plane it came from.
And the party is left in the village of Sands,
the evil uncle whose family tree isn't that far apart because we all know Amon now.
Now we all inbreed.
I say we take his army, leave him on here, and head on to fight the Dark Lady.
From here, we'll see about if Amon is able to take the throne and reunite his people and provide an army to go to Ratatama's own horrible necropolis of an island, one that maybe Dr. Pox has some familiarity with. We'll figure all that out next time we play on Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, I better start powering up for next week.
Sparkling.
Buy the Dragon Ball Z test.